Have you experienced in your life that you feel something is missing? Something is missing. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have a me moment that it looks like something is missing this year. Something is missing today. So I'm here to just to tell you that God can restore the missing part of your life, your destiny, or the missing part of your family. Maybe you haven't thought about it in a while or had resolved to get over the things that you feel that there is a missing part of your day, a missing part of your life, a missing part of the calling of God in your life, and it's hard for you to get over and to move on. But that devil has stolen something from you. But from today, it will stop through the blood of Jesus. The failed business that you think the enemy robbed you, your sleep, your joy, it might be your family or your relationship. The opportunity that was pulled right out from under you. The money that you spent on the health issues that continuously persisting, getting those medications, you know. A relationship that suffered damage or ended altogether. That you start well and then it looks like the relationship has been suffered or damaged and it ended altogether. God never intended for you to accept those defeats in that area of your life. He still doesn't, because God is a God of restoration. Because God, your God, my God, is a God of restoration. Not as the world would define it, putting things back as they should be. No, He doesn't do things that the world's way. God's plan for restoration always involves restoring things to you better than they would have been. It is better than before. Like any prophecy, we, you, me, each have a part to play in seeing those prophecies will come to pass. But today it's time to see a full restoration of everything that the devil has stolen from you. And I'm sharing to you, today, I've been there, but I try myself to move on, keep on going, no matter what is going on around me, no matter what the world says, no matter what your family says, keep moving, keep going, because God always restores the things that He already planted to you. For God says, for He knows the plan for you, the plan not to harm you or to put shame on you, but the plan to give you hope, good hope, future, good things. God never give you a bad things. Sometimes you feel that, you know, you are on the cage, you are in the cave, but He said you will come out. You will come out because God's plan for restoration is always there for you. It involves restoring things better than the things that you've been through last year or last couple of years or yesterday. He is going to restore you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I decree and declare wholeness. I decree and declare your power is upon this man and woman right now, God. Father, you said whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, you will do it right now in Jesus' name. I demolished every negative mindset, every fear, every worry. You must leave that man and woman. Get out. Pack your bag out in the name of Jesus. And right now, I declared healing, deliverance, joy in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you. Every time I've been through something, I keep on looking to the promise, not to the things, not to the situations that I have, not to the situations that I'm doing, that I cannot do, you know, I can't do this, I cannot, but I keep moving on. You know, sometimes you feel you just want to be alone. Sometimes you feel that you just want to have a mean moment. And that is a good thing, you know, when you know and you know and you know who you are. When you know and you know and you know that you are worth, you have a worth, you have a price. You pay the price already. You've been through so much, but still you are there. But still you are believing. But still you are seeing that it is gonna be all right. All things work together for good because I love God. All things work for good. All things work together for good because I love God. God, sometimes God allows detours, you know, that it looks like you are in the on the forest. Sometimes you are like on the desert, but it's okay. Move on. Push until things will happen. Good things is going to happen. Push, pray until something is going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the things that I learned is this Habakkuk 2:2. You know, if you want restoration, no matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like, you know, that it looks like all the doors are closed. You know, Habakkuk 2:2 is the best scripture. It says, write the vision and make it plain. Make it plain. Write it down. No matter it looks like nothing happened. You see, you write it for so many years. But God says, it's not by might nor by my power, but by the Spirit inside of me. Until the Spirit of God is inside of you, keep moving. Write that vision and make it plain. Most of us know, and most of you who are under the sound of this voice know what are the things been stolen in your life, in your ministry, in your finances, in your health, that you want and you love to see a turnaround. Openly, you put too much out of your mind, you know. It's always there, you know. Nothing happened. What I'm going to do? I'm getting old. My gray hair is already appearing. So what I'm gonna do? So get out of your mind, you know. You are not going to be a failure. Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus redeemed you already from failure. So what you are going to do is expect restoration in every areas of your life that you are. You said that you are waiting. Receive it. See it. Believe it and receive it. And thank the Lord for the manifestation. Restoration begins when you are making a list of what you want to be restored. What are the things in your life that you want to be restored? Or you just, you know, anything, anyhow, God can restore it. Bring it to remembrance of God, the things that you need to be restored. And with the intentions of your heart and seeing a victory, receive restoration from God. Write it down. Make a list of everything you'd like to see restored, and it could be your marriage, your friendship, your relationship, it could be your finances, it could be your time that it looks like you waste your time, half of your life is already wasted. It could be like sleep, it could be like your health, joy, or opportunity, it could be your promotion, your reputations, or anything else. Acts 3:31 said that God restore everything. Hallelujah! God restore everything. So now, I want you to shout unto God, I thank you, God, for the restoration. I see it, I believe it, and I receive restoration right now. It's time, arise, man and woman of God. It's time to walk your house saying, restore, God. I ask you to restore my health. I ask you, God, Lord, for the restorations of my finances. Restore my finances. Restore my reputation. Restore the promotion. Restore my business. Restore my ministry. Restore all the years. Restore my health. Restore, restore. And something is about to break free in you in the name of Jesus. And God is restoring the fire. Something breaks free in you and around you. It's how you receive restoration from God. I can relate to you these things because I've been there. Nobody knows except my God. Nobody knows except the Holy Spirit. And God says, God can restore me. He will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. And He will do it. He will do it. Because why? God is a compassionate God. Joel 2:25 says, I will restore you to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust, my great army which I sent you. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Zechariah 10 verse 6 said, I will strengthen the house of Judah and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had not cast them outside, for I am the Lord their God and I will hear them. God is restoring you in the name of Jesus. Receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. And to those of you who keep on watching and follows House of Favor, subscribing House of Favor, I just want to take this time an opportunity to thank you. Blessings overtakes you. Money is looking for you. And you are not struggling because God is restoring you right now. So please share, click like, share, and subscribe. In Jesus' name, you are blessed.